Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Wednesday last week, I told you how the U.S. Mint will strike 20 different circulating quarters starting next year through 2025 to honor prominent American women. Liberty Coin Service is collecting suggestions on who should be among these 20 women so honored. We will tabulate the results and forward them either direct to the U.S. Mint or to the three organizations designated as having input on which women will be depicted. The legislation establishing this series of coins specifically seeks to honor pathfinders and trailblazers. It is not a popularity contest. In the 1960s, a national coin dealer surveyed who should appear on a U.S. coin. It shouldn't surprise you to learn that Elvis Presley was one of the top responses. Let me share with you an example of a trailblazing woman who you may not know about, but who may merit appearing on a U.S. coin. Maria Mitchell lived from 1818 to 1889. She was an astronomer, educator, and librarian. When she was only 17 years old, she stopped working as a teacher's assistant to open her own school, which admitted non-white children who were barred from attending the public school system where she lived in Massachusetts. In 1847, she was the first person to discover a comet by using a telescope, which is popularly called Miss Mitchell's Comet. When Vassar College was established, she was the first professor hired to teach astronomy, even though she herself never attended college. She was the first female elected a fellow of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, and one of the first women to join the American Association for the Advancement of Science. Later, she was in the first class of women elected to the American Philosophical Society. Maria Mitchell also promoted women's suffrage and education. The observatory in Nantucket, Massachusetts is named after her, as was a World War II Liberty ship and a crater on the moon. A former New York City commuter railroad was named the Maria Mitchell Comet. When you come to Liberty Coins to suggest women to honor on U.S. quarters, we ask not only for names, but also their achievements that justify their consideration. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for another example of a possibly deserving woman here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.